praise and thank God for the beautiful hymns they have just sang.
感谢赞美神刚刚诗班所献的这么美好的诗歌。
May the name of the Lord be glorified.
愿能他们能荣耀神的名。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
请看马太福音第七章。
Verse 21 to verse 23.
第二十一节到第二十三节。
By now, you should know these three verses by heart.
然后现在呢各位都应该已经记住这三节经文了。
Because for the last three topics, we have shared these verses.
我们在这三堂布道会里面探讨的就是这个主题。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音第七章第二十一节到第二十三节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
二十二节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord,Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23.
23节
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So once again, we have to realize that not everyone that worship Jesus can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们必须要了解，不是呼啊，我主啊，我主啊的人都能够进天国。
Even though they call our Lord Jesus Christ Lord, Lord.
就算他们称主耶稣基督我主啊我主啊。
So that's why so many Christians in the world make this mistake.
这就是为什么在世上这么多的基督徒犯了这个错误。
They think if they just come and worship God, they will be saved.
他们相信他们只要去敬拜神就能够得救。
But you can see these people, they must love Jesus very much.
你知道这些人他们是这样子爱主的。
But if they truly love Jesus, they must do everything according to his will.
但是如果他们真的爱主的话嘛，他们就必须要能够遵行天父的旨意。
So last night, one of his will is to be born of water.
那昨天呢，我们探讨到一个旨意呢，就是要从水而重生。
Then this morning we shared with one another to be born of spirit.
那今天我们要早上呢提到说要从灵而生。
Because it's the will of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是主耶稣基督的旨意。
For everyone who want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
就每一位想要进天国的。
Because he said, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again of water and the spirit.
他告诉我们，如果要进天国的话，必须借着水和灵而重生。
So that's why we should not be deceived by many people in the world.
所以我们不能被其他的人所蒙骗。
We must come back to the Bible.
我们必须要回归到圣经。
Of course, I myself want everybody to be saved.
那当然，我希望是每一个人都能够得救。
Just like I have so many sisters and so many brothers.
就像我好像有这么多的弟兄，这么多的姐妹。
Actually, I have only one biological brother, but many brothers-in-law.
但是我有只有一个亲生的哥哥，但是我有很多
I also want them to be safe.
我姐姐有很多的，我有很多的姐夫，所以我也希望他们能够得救。
But even though I love them very much,
我很爱他们。
I want them to be safe.
我希望他们能够得救。
But if they don't do the will of our Lord Jesus Christ, I know they cannot be safe.
但是如果他们不行神的旨意的话，我知道他们不能得救。
It doesn't matter how good they are.
不管他们所做的有多好。
It doesn't matter if they do not know God.
也没有关系，他们不认识神。
Because the Bible states very clearly.
那圣经讲得很清楚。
God will come to judge the whole world.
神要来审判整个世界。
And he will use his word to judge everyone.
他要用他的话语来审判。
So those who do not know God.
那些不认识神的人。
They will be punished.
他们就会接受
审判。And those who do not obey the gospel of God.
那他们不听神的话语的人。
They will be punished.
他们也会接受到处罚。
And those think that they are righteous before God, they also will be punished.
在神里面自认为是义人的呢，也会受到惩罚。
So the only way for man to be safe is through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够唯一让人得救的方式就是借着主耶稣基督的宝血。
But being baptized is to cleanse our sin.
但是洗礼呢，就是洗净我们的罪。
And receiving the Holy Spirit for us to be resurrected and transform our mortal body into immortality.
那时候圣灵的话呢，是让我们的身体能改变，灵性上能够得到拯救。
But tonight we want to study how can we be part of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天晚上我们要来探讨怎么样能够跟主耶稣基督有份。
But before that, let's turn the book of Romans chapter 10.
我们先看罗马书。
Romans chapter 10.
第十章。
Verse 9 and verse 10.
第十章第九节跟第
十节。Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10.
罗马书第十章第九节第十节
Verse 9
第九节
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10
第十节
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we can see in these two verses, many Christians use this two verses that you can be saved by just confessing to Jesus Christ.
很多基督徒因为这两段经文说，只要你认耶稣为主，心里相信，你就可以得救。
Because here in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
因为第九节这里说，如果你口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
First, he did not say you are saved.
在这里没有说你。
You will be saved. This means a condition. There's something else you must do.
他这里说你必得救，但是有另外你必须要行的事情。
And then in verse 10.
在第十节。
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness.
因为人先心里相信就可以称义。
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
口里承认就可以得救。
We can see in chapter 10 here in the book of Romans, he's talking to the Jews.
我们可以看到在罗马书第十章他是对
Because the Jews do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
因为犹太人不相信主耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So Paul encouraged them.
所以保罗就劝勉他们。
If you want to be saved,
如果你想要得救
you must believe in your heart that Jesus is God.
你要从心里面信神，承认他是神。
And you must confess that he is God.
然后你口里要承认。
But if you believe and confess, and then you will do according to his will.
如果你口里承认，心里相信，你就会行他的旨意。
Of course, verse 9 and verse 10, they are not wrong.
那当然，第九节、第十节这里写的不是错误的。
But it's only part of the way to salvation.
但这只是达到救恩的一个部分而已。
Even Satan believed there is God.
那就是魔鬼也相信有神。
And can Satan be saved?
那魔鬼能够得救吗
？Of course not.
当然是不行的。
Let's turn the book of James chapter 2.
我们看雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
Verse 9.
第二章第九节。
James chapter 2 verse 9.
请看雅各书第二章第九节。
But rather verse 19.
请看第十九节。
James chapter 2 verse 19.
请看雅各书第二章第十九节。
You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble.
第十九节，你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
So don't think if we believe in Jesus Christ and without doing anything else, we can be saved.
不要相信说你相信了主耶稣基督，其他事情什么都不做，还是能够得救。
Because even Satan believed there is one God.
就像鬼魔，他们也相信有神。
And then he trembled before God.
但是他们在神的面前是战惊。
But Satan could not be saved.
但是魔鬼是不能得救的。
Let's turn to the book of Mark chapter 5.
请看马可福音第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章。
Mark chapter 5 verse 6 and verse 7.
第五章第六节第七节。
Mark chapter 5 verse 6 and verse 7.
马可福音第五章第六节第七节。
When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, verse 7.
第七节
And he cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. So we know during this time that a man was possessed by many demons.
那我们可以看到在这里有一根身上有很多个鬼。
But the demons, when he saw Jesus Christ,
但是这个鬼呢看到耶稣来了。
He cried out with a loud voice.
他就呼叫说啊。
Then from afar, he ran to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他远远的看到就跑过去。
And he worshipped him.
他就拜他。
Then he cried out with a loud voice.
他拜耶稣，然后大声呼叫说。
Then he said, "What I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?"
说至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干
？For sure that Satan believed in Jesus Christ.
从这里我们可以看到，撒旦是相信主耶稣的。
That he is the Son of the Most High God.
他知道主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He even ran to worship him.
他还跑过去拜他。
But not only that, he knows that Jesus is the one can punish him.
他也知道主耶稣基督是可以处罚他的。
So that's why he said, I implore you by God that you do not torment me.
他就在这里说，恳求你不要叫我受苦。
You can see Satan cannot be saved.
我们知道撒旦是不能得救的。
So that's why we have to come back to the Bible.
所以我们必须要回归到圣经。
Believing in Jesus Christ without doing is not enough.
如果只相信耶稣基督什么都不行的话，是没有用的。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 16.
请看使徒行传 使徒行传十六章。
Remember in Book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 verse 10 say you must confess with your mouth.
那我们刚刚看到罗马书里面说你要口里相信。
And believe in your heart.
好，心里相信，口里承认。
And then you will be saved.
然后你就会得救。
So Acts chapter 16 verse 30.
请看使徒行传第十六章第三十节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 30.
第十六章第三十节
And he brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved?
又领他们出来说，两位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
So we know that during this time, the prisoner guard asked the apostle.
这时候我们知道狱卒问了使徒。
And he asked this very important question.
他就问了一个很重要的问题。
What must I do to be saved?
我当怎么行才可以得救？
So for us sitting out in the audience.
所以当我们坐在底下。
We also must ask ourselves this question.
我们要问同样的问题。
What must I do to enter the kingdom of heaven?
我怎么样做才能够进天国？
So when the prisoner guard asked this to the apostle.
所以当狱卒问这个问题之后
then they say to him,
他们就告诉他说
That is in verse 31.
这记载在31节
So they say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
说你们当信主耶稣
And then, and you will be saved.
你就会得救
You and your household.
你和你的一家
都会得救 So you can see, this is exactly the same content as we read in the book of Romans.
那就跟罗马书里面我们所读到的是类似的
He said, what must I do to be saved?
我要怎么样才能得救？
Then Paul said to them, you must believe on Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说你们当信主耶稣。
And then, and you will be saved.
然后你就会得救。
They are not saved when they believe in Jesus Christ.
你要得救并不是是信了耶稣就能得救。
There's a condition in between. There's something they must do that they can be saved.
但是还有另一些事情你要做才能够得救。
And look at in verse 32.
我们来看第32节。
Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house.
他们就把主的道讲给他听和他全家的人听。
First, they must hear the word of God.
第一个，他们要听神的话。
So they know what is right and what is wrong, the thing that they must do that is according to God's will.
他们才知道什么是正确的，什么是不对的，然后才能听神的旨意。
Then in verse 33.
然后第33节。
And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and his family were baptized.
当夜就在那时，禁主把他们带去洗他们的伤，然后属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
There's only one way to be saved.
只有一条路可以得救。
That is to do the will of our Heavenly Father.
只有行，遵行神的天父的旨意。
Just like this prisoner God.
就像这些狱卒。
He asked the question, what shall I do to be saved?
他问这个问题，我们要怎么样才可以得救？
Of course he must believe in Jesus Christ.
那当然他相信主耶稣基督。
If he believed, and then he would be baptized.
他相信了以后呢，他就接受了洗礼。
But if you say you believe, and then you're not baptized, this means you're not truly believing.
你如果接受了，但是你不接受洗礼的话呢，就不是真正的接受了。
You know, when I go to Africa,
然后我当我去非洲的时候
，Of course, many of brothers and sisters over there they want to come to America.
那边很多的弟兄姐妹想要来美国。
Can they just say, "Okay, I believe that I'm in America. I believe that I'm in America"?
他们就不能说我相信我在美国，我相信我在美国。
They can believe until they blue in the face. I'm sorry, they're not going to be in America.
但是他们相信，他们相信他们在美国，但是他们确实不在美国。
Of course, believing is good.
当然相信是好的。
If they believe they're going to be in America one day,
也许他们相信有一天他会到美国来。
So this means they have to go out and work hard.
那也许他们就去认真的工作。
And save enough money,
存了足够的钱。
To buy a ticket,
买一张票。
To pay for the visa,
然后开始，花钱办签证。
Without the ticket, without the visa, they cannot come here.
他如果没有机票没有签证是不能进美国的
Of course they need to get a permission from the embassy
那当然他需要美国大使馆的同意
Just like for me when I go to Africa
就像我去非洲的时候
Buying ticket is not enough
买一张机票是不够的
I need to have my passport
我需要我的护照
I need to have my visa
我需要我的签证
Only with these three things they will allow me to go into Africa
只有这三样东西都齐备了以后我才能到非洲去
If I miss any one of these things
如果这三样缺了一样
They will not allow me to go in
他们不会让我入境的
So the same thing we want to enter the kingdom of heaven
就像我们要入天国也是一样的
Jesus said you must be born again of water and spirit
主耶稣基督告诉我们必须要从水跟灵而重生
If we are not born again of water and spirit we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven
如果不借着水跟圣灵重生的话呢是不能进天国的
Listen to the book of John chapter 13
请看约翰福音第十三章
This is the third requirement
这是第三个要件
That will allow us to enter the kingdom of heaven
就让我们能够入天国的一个要件
Chapter 13 verse 8
第十三章第八节
John chapter 13 verse 8
约翰福音第十三章第八节
Peter said to him You should never wash my feet Jesus answered him If I do not wash you You have no part with me
第八节彼得说你永不可洗我的脚耶稣说我若不洗你就与我无份了
So we know that during this time before the Passover meal
我们这是在晚餐的之前
And Jesus knew that his hour was at hand
在逾越节之前耶稣知道他在世上的时间不长了
That he will depart from the world
他要离开这个世界了
Because he depart from the world and he loved his disciples so much He wanted them to be part of him
因为他这么样的爱门徒他希望门徒跟他有份
So when the supper have ended
所以当晚餐结束后,
Our Lord Jesus Christ girded himself with a towel.
我们主耶稣基督他取了一条毛巾,
just like a servant.
就像仆人一样,
then he went around and started to wash their feet.
他就开始洗门徒的脚,
then we come to Simon Peter.
他到了西门彼得之前,
so Peter said to our Lord Jesus Christ,
西门彼得对他说,
you shall never wash my feet.
你永不应该洗我的脚。
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say to him?
但是主耶稣基督怎么回答他呢?
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
耶稣说我若不洗你, 就与我无份。
I'm sure that Peter won't have part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我确信西门彼得想要跟主耶稣基督有份。
So that's why in verse 9, Simon Peter said, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head.
所以在第九节的时候, 彼得就对主说啊, 不但我的脚连手和头也要洗。
Remember, Peter had been following Jesus Christ for over 3 years.
记得彼得他追随了耶稣有三年之久。
And Jesus told him very plainly.
但是主耶稣就直接地告诉他说,
If I did not wash you, you have no part with me.
如果我不洗你的脚, 你就跟我无份。
Just like Bill Gates, right?
就像比尔盖茨,
or Warren Buffett, right?
就像 Warren Buffett.
Those two are the richest guys in the whole world.
这两位是全世界上最富有的两个人。
Of course they have their children.
当然他们有儿女。
But do their children have part of everything they have?
但他的儿女呢, 是拥有他们所有的一切吗?
It's up to the fathers.
那这是父亲所做的决定。
If the father died, they want to give them something to the children, they will give them.
那如果他们在遗嘱上说要把 钱财留给他们,
and I heard that Bill Gates only want to give his children $100 million each. Right?
那我听到比尔盖茨只给他们小孩一个人, 一亿美金。
He feel that $100 million they can start their own business.
那他觉得这样子已经足够了。
Of course, $100 million is nothing compared to $26 billion.
但是这个是在他的
So don't think that every children will have every part of his, you know, of inheritance.
并不是一个儿子, 每个儿女都可以 继承所有父母亲的全部。
So the same thing for us.
这里我们也是一样的。
So why during this time Peter said to Jesus, you shall never wash my feet?
那这里为什么彼得说你永远不可洗我的脚呢?
Because Peter know that Jesus is the Son of God.
因为他知道主耶稣是神的儿子。
Peter knows that he's the true and living God.
他是真神。
And how can a true and living God wash his feet?
怎么能够让真神洗他的脚呢?
Because feet are the dirtiest part of our body.
因为脚是全身最肮脏的一部分。
Just when we get up every single morning.
就像我们每天早上起床。
We wash our face, we brush our teeth.
我们洗脸刷牙。
I don't think many of us wash our feet.
我们没有很多人早上起来洗脚。
I didn't wash my feet, but I took a shower this morning, right?
我早上没有洗脚, 但是我淋浴了。
But I wash my face.
但是我洗了脸。
And for sure, before I go out, I never look at my feet, I just look at my face.
那我出门前呢, 我不会看我的脚, 我是看我的脸。
Of course, sometimes people's feet are so ugly looking.
那有的人的脚看起来是很丑的。
I don't know, my feet, they are pretty ugly looking.
我的脚看起来是很丑陋的。
I remember one time I was praying with one of the ministers.
有一次我跟一位传道一起祷告。
And I had my shoes off, I have no socks on.
我鞋子脱掉, 然后没有穿袜子。
And after prayer, we got up.
在祷告之后,
and he said, wow, Woody, your feet are very ugly.
那他跟我说, Woody, 你的脚很难看。
And I have nothing to say, he is right. Right?
我又没办法回应, 因为他说的是对的。
And for the last 11 years, I went to many church seminars.
那在过去的11年, 我参加了很多教会的讲习会。
Especially NYTS. Right?
我去了这个成人,
in a small area, put many brothers together, right?
他在一个很小地方让很多的弟兄住在那里。
For sure, their feet smell like stinky tofu, right?
我们闻到脚的味道像臭豆腐一样。
Because our feet is the ugliest part of our body.
脚是我们全身最丑陋的一部分。
But after Jesus washed it,
但是主耶稣基督洗了之后,
it becomes so precious.
就是这么的宝贵。
So that's why, because we have part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么呢? 就是我们这样子就跟主耶稣基督有份。
Just like Vincent Van Gogh, right?
就像梵谷。
I think most of his painting is priceless, you can't buy anymore.
我们看到他的画呢, 现在都是买不起的,
but during this time, there's many people use the same canvas that he used.
但那时候很多人用他一样的油料。
But only the canvas that he used that became priceless.
但是只有他画在画上的油料的成为无价之宝。
Of course, many people believe that he's an excellent artist.
那大家都相信他是一位伟大的艺术家。
Just like our feet.
就像我们的,
before our Lord Jesus Christ washed them,
在主耶稣基督洗以前,
they can be very smelly.
那看起来是很,
they can be very ugly.
很肮脏。
But the minute Jesus washed it,
但是主耶稣基督洗了之后,
we have part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟主耶稣基督有份。
If Jesus did not wash our feet, we have no part with him.
如果我们不接受洗脚的话, 我们就跟主耶稣基督无份。
But now that our feet have been washed,
但是我们的, 脚已经被洗了。
We must be very careful where we take them.
我们必须要很在意我们怎么样带我们的步伐。
I remember a sister in Boston.
我记得在 Boston 有一位
After she was baptized, she came back to the chapel to get a feet wash.
那她在她接受洗礼以后回到会堂要接受洗脚礼。
And before her feet wash, we kneel down and pray.
在洗脚礼之前呢，我们一同跪下来祷告。
And during her prayer.
在祷告之中
She saw these two beautiful feet.
她就看到这两个美好的脚
They just like refined gold.
就像金子一样
And she keep following these feet all the way up to the top.
她就看到这个脚呢升起来
And she realized these feet belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
她就看到这是主耶稣基督的脚
Then Jesus told her.
然后主耶稣基督就告诉她说
After I wash your feet.
在我洗了你的脚之后
Your feet become so precious just like mine.
你的脚就是这么的尊贵，跟我的一
样。And during that time, she shed so much tear.
那时候她流了好多泪。
Just like a sister in Vancouver.
就像在温哥华的一位姐妹。
When the minister was washing her feet.
当传道帮她洗脚的时候。
And all of a sudden, everything disappeared in front of her.
在她前面，她什么事情好像就消失了一样。
Including the person who washing her feet.
连帮她洗脚的人都消失了。
Then when she looked down again to her feet.
她就往下看她的脚的时候。
She saw our Lord Jesus Christ washing her feet.
她看到主耶稣基督在帮她洗脚。
And during that time she could not believe it.
她就不敢相信。
How can this true and living God wash my ugly feet?
怎么会一个真神来洗我这么丑陋的脚呢
?So she started to shed tears.
她就开始流泪。
So that's why we must have a feet wash.
所以我们必须要接受洗脚礼。
If we don't have a feet wash, we have no part with the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们脚不洗的话，就跟主耶稣基督无份。
And I'm sure that every single one of us want to have part with Him.
我们想在这里的每一位都想要跟主耶稣基督有份。
But that's not the only thing that we know that benefit after we get a feet wash.
难道不是唯一能够让我们得到帮助的
？John chapter 13 verse 14.
请看约翰福音第十三章第十四节。第十四节。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, had washed your feet, you also had ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
This is the second teaching why we need a feet to be washed.
这就是另外一个教训，我们为什么要行洗脚礼。
Because when we wash, if we know that Jesus has washed our feet,
我们知道主耶稣基督洗了我们的脚。
We also will wash one another's feet.
我们也会互相的洗脚。
So what does this mean?
这个意涵是什么呢
？If our Lord Jesus Christ humbled Himself to wash our feet, how much more we should humble ourselves before brothers and sisters?
那如果主耶稣基督能够这么的谦卑来洗我们的脚，我们在弟兄姐妹前面要怎么样的谦卑的来服侍他们呢
？That's why we need to love our brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么我们要互相亲爱。
Because the love brothers and sisters, the love God is fulfill all the commandments.
因为爱你的弟兄姐妹和爱主。
But you see nowadays many Christians.
就是成了所有的诫命。
看今天的基督徒。Once they are saved, they are saved for life.
他们相信他们如果得救了，他就得救了。
This doesn't mean whatever they do, they can ask God to repent, then God will forgive them.
不管他们在做什么样的事，他们可以悔改，神还是会给他们救恩的。
But according to the Bible.
但是照圣经讲。
Even Paul himself.
就是保罗他自己。
Such a gifted worker of God.
是神这么美好的工人。
He journeyed to the heavenly kingdom with fear and trembling.
但是他走天国的道路是走得这么战兢。
Hoping that he could not fall from the grace of God.
他希望他能够不在神的面前失去了这个救恩。
So that's why after Jesus washed our feet.
就像主耶稣基督洗了我们的脚之后。
We must show love toward one another.
我们必须要互相亲爱。
If we cannot show love toward one another, this means we fall short of God's glory.
那如果我们不这样子做的话。
Just like I have shared with you before.
就像我跟各位分享过的。
Even though I'm Asian, but I have a very difficult time when I first came to TJC.
我虽然是亚洲人，我在真耶稣教一开始的话是蛮困难的。
But from the beginning, the only thing that keep me coming because of the love of brothers and sisters.
那唯一让我回来的呢是弟兄姐妹对我的爱。
I remember 2 years ago when I went to Taiwan.
我记得两年前我到台湾去。
Of course, I heard many things about our brothers and sisters in the Aboriginal area.
我听到很多在山地的信徒。
That they are full of love.
这些原住民信徒，他们是充满着
爱。So I want to go and visit them.
我就想要去访问他们。
Sure enough, when I went there,
那我去访问他们的时候呢
？We got there late on Friday evening.
我们星期五晚上很晚到他们那边去。
But when we're driving up to the hill,
当我们往山上开的时候
，All the brothers and sisters been waiting for us all day. They start to sing hymns and welcoming us.
他们已经在那等我们一天，然后唱诗歌在那里迎接我们。
And during that time, I had a very severe migraine.
但那时候呢，我的偏头痛很厉害。
And then I, you know, because on that Friday night I have to give service.
因为这星期五晚上我需要领会。
So one of the brothers, you know, massaged my head over 1 hour. Right?
那有位弟兄就按摩我的头有1个小时之久。
Oh, I cannot believe it. Right?
我不能相信。
I'm sure that he was tired.
我相信他是很劳累的。
But I keep asking, you know, if you're tired, please just stop, you know, massaging my head.
我说如果你很劳累的话呢，就请你停止。
But he continued to do it.
他继续的帮我按摩。
Then thank God at night I slept a little.
感谢神，我那天晚上睡了一会儿。
But the next day I still have this migraine.
第二天早上我还是有偏头痛。
So and then I give the morning service.
我早上领会。
Then after the morning service, I want to go and lay down.
那聚会结束后，我想去躺一下。
Because my head was still quite painful.
我的头还是蛮痛的。
So then after maybe a half an hour later.
在半个小时之后,
I came back to the lunch area.
我回到用餐的地方,
and none of them have eaten anything.
没有一个人动了他们的筷子。
And I say, why don't you guys eat lunch yet?
我说你们为什么不用餐呢?
They say, you are a guest. We must wait for you to eat first.
他说你是我们的客人, 我们要等你先用。
Oh, for sure, I felt so guilty at that time. Right?
我那时候感觉到很深的罪恶感。
So why I was eating with them?
所以当我跟他们用餐的时候,
at that time, they were so loving and so kind.
他们对我是有这么多的爱。
So after I had lunch with them,
在用完餐之后,
and they all of a sudden, all of them gathered around me.
然后他们全部都围在我的旁边。
They say we have special food for you.
他说我们有特别的食物要请你来用。
They say we make only this kind of food for special guests.
我们只会特别的客人准备这样子食物。
So when I look at the food,
让我看到了这个食物。
First, it smells really disgusting.
闻起来实在是不好闻。
Then when I look at it, it's pork. It's like raw pork skin with all the hair sticking out of it, right?
然后我看到是一个猪。
And I told, you know, some of the members came from the city with me. I said, why don't you guys try it first? Right?
我就问跟我一起去访问的说，你们为什么不先试试看？
They say, no, we tried already.
他说我们已经用过了。And
during that time, I say, really, for me, if I eat food, I see a piece of here in my food, I cannot eat anymore. Right?
然后我就看到，我觉得说我就不敢吃。But
this pork skin is full of hair. Right?
但是这个猪皮呢，上面还有猪的毛。And
it has not been cooked.
还是没有。
And they put over fermented rice, and the rice really smells so bad.
他们把这种发酵过的米饭呢堆在上面，闻起来实在不好闻。
And then the time they say, "Voodoo, you must eat it."
他说 ，Pastor Voodoo， 你应该要吃这个。
And the time I try a little piece. Right?
我就说我吃一点。
They say, "If you take a pork a piece, you must dip into the fermented rice."
说你还是要跟米饭一起享用。
Oh, so when I put it in my mouth,
我放到我的嘴里。
It tasted worse than it looked.
吃起来呢，比看起来更糟糕。And
then every time I chew, I drink a whole cup of tea with me. Right?
每吃一口呢，我就喝一杯茶。So
I was joking around with them.
我就跟他们开玩笑说。I
say, please, when I come to visit again, don't treat me so special.
我说下次我在的时候，请不要用这种特别的方式来对待我。But
they are so loving and so kind.
但是他们表现出很爱。And
it is part of us as Christians.
这就是我们基督徒所有的。Because
when we look at our feet.
当我们看到我们的脚的时候,
it reminds us that God has so much love for us.
我们可以记得神有这么多的爱。
And then verse 18.
看第18节。
John chapter 13 verse 18.
约翰福音第13章第18节。
I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lift up his heel against me.
我这话不是指你们众人说的, 我知道我所拣选的是谁, 现在要应验经上说。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ, He's a loving God.
Even though
He knew that Judas was going to betray Him,
他知道犹大要背叛他了,
but He wanted to give Him the last chance.
他还要给他最后一次机会,
by showing the love that He had for Judas.
还要把爱显现给犹大看,
because even Judas, our Lord Jesus Christ washed His feet.
就算犹大的话呢, 主耶稣基督也洗了他的脚。
But what did Judas do?
但是犹大怎么做呢?
He lift up his heel against our Lord Jesus Christ.
他还是出卖了主耶稣基督。
So that's why for us, if we proclaim that we are Christian,
所以当我们说我们自称是基督徒的话,
we cannot live our life to sin against God.
我们不能在神的面前犯罪。
Because if we live our life to sin against God, the Bible said, once again, we put our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and open shame.
因为如果我们犯罪的话, 我们等于把主耶稣基督钉十字架。
So that's why when Christians proclaim that if they are saved once, they are saved for life, this is not according to the Bible.
所以当一个基督徒说我已经得救了，永远就得救了，这跟圣经的教训不合。
Just like Judas.
就好像犹,
follow Jesus for 3 years.
他追随了耶稣有三年之久。
But when he sinned against God, then for sure,
he no longer be with Jesus Christ.
他那时候犯罪了，那当然他不跟主耶稣基督在一起了。
Just like for us.
就像我们也一样。
We cannot sin against God on purpose.
我们也不能知道的犯罪还去犯。
We cannot, after we are baptized, we cannot go out and commit adultery.
在洗礼之后呢，我们不能犯奸淫。
We cannot lie, we cannot steal.
我们不能说谎，我们不能偷窃。
We cannot be a drunkard.
我们不能醉酒。
Because all these things is sin against God.
因为这些呢，所有在神面前都是犯罪。
If we sin against God, it's exactly the same thing as Judas lifting up his heel against the Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果犯罪呢，就跟犹大出卖耶稣是一样的道理。
But if our feet have not been washed,
但是我们的脚如果还没有被洗的话，
sometimes we do not care.
有的时候我们不在乎，
because we don't realize how precious our feet are.
因为我们不知道我们的脚是这么的尊贵。
They've been by washed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果被主耶稣基督洗过之后，
I remember this story.
我记得一个故事。
This man, he was escaping from Cambodia, go all the way to Thailand.
那这位呢，他是要从柬埔寨逃到泰国去。
And the journey from Cambodia to Thailand takes about 5 to 7 days.
柬埔寨到泰国呢，是大概5到7天的路程。
But for these 5-7 days, there's no food to eat and there's no water to drink.
在这五到七天呢，是没有食物，没有水喝的。
Because any water to drink is all contaminated by dead bodies.
因为所有的水呢，都是被尸体所污染的。
So many people would die on the roadside.
很多人呢，都死在路边。
Especially babies.
尤其是婴孩。
Because many babies, they don't have, you know, food and stuff and water to drink, they die very quickly.
所以婴孩如果没有食物，没有水的话呢，他们就很容易的死亡。
So this man, while he was walking,
当这个人他在走路的时候，
and all of a sudden he saw a baby on the roadside.
他就看到一个婴孩在路边。
And he knows that many people walk by this baby already.
他知道很多人经过了这位婴孩。
But the chances for this baby to be alive is very slim.
但是这婴孩能够存活的几率很小。
So that's why no one is willing to take this little baby with them.
所以没有人愿意带这个婴孩跟他一起走。
But this man, he could not walk past by this little baby.
但这个人他没有办法不带这个婴孩跟他一起走。
He knows the chance for them to make it is very slim, but he took the baby with him anyway.
他知道机会不是很大，但是他还是把这婴孩抱了，跟他一起走。
But thank God they made all the way to Thailand.
但感谢神，他们到了泰国去。
And during this time, this man adopted that baby to be his own son.
然后他就收养了这个婴孩，当做他的儿子。
And then one day they got sponsored and came to America.
那有一天呢，他们有机会到美国来。
And this man loved his son very much.
那这个父亲呢，他很爱他的儿子。
He went to school and got a good job.
他到去就学以后呢，然后有个好的工作。
And worked so hard for his son.
然后他为他的，因为他的儿子关系很认真工作。
By this time, his son is already about 16, 17 years old.
他的儿子在这时候已经16、17岁了。
Even though the father done so many things for him,
这个父亲为他的儿子做了这么多。
But this boy, he still continued to cause problems.
但是这个男孩呢，还是一直
Because during time, he's involved in gang.
因为那时候呢，他在跟帮派里面。
And used to cause many problems in the city.
他在城市里面呢，造成很多不好
的事情。So quite often, the father had to go and bail him out of jail.
很多时候呢，他父亲要去把他从监狱里面保出来。
So one day,
有一天
the father is on his way to bail out his son.
他的父亲在要去保他出来的时候，
then he stopped by the store.
他到了一个店里面去，
and bought a whip.
然后拿了一个鞭打的。
So and then he picked up his son.
然后他就去把他的儿子。
And the father did not say too much to his son.
他并没有跟他儿子说很多。
So when they got home.
回家以后,
the father took off his shirt.
他就把他的衣服脱掉,
and handed the whip to his son.
然后把这个鞭子呢给他的儿子。
He says, "Son, whip me with this whip."
说你用这个鞭子来打我。
Of course, his son thought he was joking around.
那他的儿子觉得他在开玩笑。
The father said, "Please whip me with this whip."
他爸爸说，请你用这个鞭子来鞭打我。
And the son realized that, wow, his father is serious.
那他的儿子听到了说啊，我父亲是当真的。
The son asked the father.
这儿子就问他的父亲说，
Why do you want me to whip you with this whip?
你为什么要我用鞭子鞭打你呢？
And the father told his son,
这个父亲就跟他说，
I found you in the jungle.
我在森林里把你找到的。
You were dying during that time.
你那时候快要死了。
But because I love you,
但是因为我爱你，
I took you with me to go to Thailand.
我带着你，我们到了泰国去。
And in Thailand, I adopted you just my own son.
在泰国的时候呢，我收养了你。
Now in this country,
那我们现在在美国。
And I treat you and love you just like my own son.
我待你，我爱你，像我自己的儿子一般。
But why you go out and cause so much problem?
你为什么出去造成这么多的问题？
Because every time you go out and cause problem, it caused me so much pain in my heart.
你回去，你出了问题以后，我的心里。
But next time you want to go out and cause problem,
你下次再去做出问题的话，
just take the whip and whip me with it.
你就不要出去，你就用这个鞭子来鞭打我。
Because it hurt me less for you to whip me than go out and cause so much problem.
因为你鞭打我，受的苦楚会比你出去
So the time
做坏事受的苦楚还小,
so the time the son shed tears.
那时候呢，这个儿子就流泪了。
He realized how much God how much his father loves him.
他了解他父亲是这么的爱他。
So when I hear about this story,
当我听到这个故事,
sometimes I also feel sad about, you know, sinning against God.
我也就很悲哀。
So that's why there's so many Christians in the world.
在这世上有这么多的基督徒,
every day they continue to sin against God.
他每一天都在神面前还是犯罪。
And then at the same time they pray to God and call him Father and call him Lord.
他每天他们还是祷告说, 我主啊, 我主啊。
This is not right.
这不是对的。
But if our feet have been washed,
但是如果我们的脚洗过以后,
we will know we would never lift our heel against our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们就知道我们不会在主面前犯错。
Because once we are saved, we are not going to be saved for the rest of our life.
因为我们得救了并不是说永远就会得救。
Just like a person who runs the marathon.
就像一个人跑马拉松。
Yes, they can be qualified to run the marathon.
那他们也许够资格来参加马拉松比赛。
But they must finish the race if they want to win the marathon.
但是他们要赢的话呢, 他们必须要完成这个马拉松。
Just like for us.
就像我们一样。
When we are baptized.
我们接受洗礼,
when we receive the Holy Spirit,
当我们受圣灵,
we have the right to run the race to the heavenly kingdom.
我们可以走这条奔天国的路。
But why run in this race? We cannot stumble.
但是在奔天国的路上我们不能跌倒。 我们不能在神的面前犯罪。
We must continue to run the race until the end.
我们必须要继续完成这个路。
Just like Paul.
就像保罗。
What did Paul say?
保罗最后说,
he was a great prophet of God.
他是神的一个很好的工人。
But on the end of his life,
在他最后的时候,
he was so joyful.
他是这么的喜乐。
And he said, I have fought a good fight.
他说这美好的仗我已经打过了。
Just like a good soldier.
就像一个好的军人。
He said, I have ran a good race.
我跑了这个美好的
just like a good athlete.
就像一个运动员一样。
Then now he said this crown of righteousness is waiting for him.
他知道这冠冕在那里等着他。
But why didn't Paul say that when he first came to know Jesus?
但是保罗没有在一刚开始的时候,
because
耶稣就这样说,
he knows the journey to heavenly kingdom is very difficult.
因为他知道往天国的路是很困难的。
So that's why for us, if we are Christian,
所以我们是基督徒的话,
if our feet have been washed,
如果我们的脚洗过了,
we should not lift our heel against our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在主的面前不能再犯罪。
If we lift our heel against the Lord Jesus Christ, for sure we cannot make it to the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们犯罪的话, 我们不能够进天国。
But of course, nevertheless, when we sin against God, we must repent and ask Him to forgive us.
那当然我们要做到这一点呢, 我们必须要先来认罪悔改, 相信主耶稣基督。
But if we do on purpose,
但是如果你是 知道会犯罪还犯罪的话,
then we this you know there's no room for forgiveness anymore.
那就神就不会原谅你。
Listen to the book of Genesis.
我们请看
chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Verse 15.
第15节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
第15节。
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
第15节, 我要叫你和女人彼此为仇, 你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇, 女人的后裔要伤你的头, 你要伤她的脚跟。
So we know during this time is a temptation, the fall of man.
我们知道这一开始是夏娃受到诱惑。
And after the fall of man, God cursed everything.
那时候呢, 神就咒诅了所有。
Then he said to Satan,
他就跟魔鬼说,
he said to the serpent,
他就跟蛇说,
he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman,
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇,
and between your seed and her seed,
你的后裔和女人的后裔,
he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
他就伤你的头, 你要伤他的脚跟。
So in other words,
换句话说,
if we're not careful with our feet,
如果我们不小心我们的脚的话,
Satan will bruise our heel.
撒旦呢, 就会来伤我们的脚跟。
If we are an athlete,
如果我们是运动员,
if we run,
我们跑,
or play any kind of sports,
或者我们参加任何的运动活动,
if we have a bruised heel, it's impossible to run.
如果我们的脚跟受伤的话, 我们就不能够奔跑。
We can try to run,
我们可以试着奔跑,
but we will not make it.
但是我们不会达到终点。
So that's why when we journey to heavenly kingdom,
这也是跟走天国的路程是一样的。
The feet that have been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ,
脚已经被主耶稣基督洗了,
do not pick a heel against our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是也不要这样犯罪。
And don't allow Satan to bruise our heel.
也不要让 撒旦来伤你的脚跟。
If Satan bruises our heel, we cannot make it to the heavenly kingdom.
如果撒旦来伤你的脚跟的话, 你就不能进天国。
But how do we know if Satan had bruised our heel or not?
那我们知道怎么样知道撒旦有没有来伤我们的脚跟呢?
As Christian,
基督徒,
we live in the spirit.
我们
This means we must have spiritual food.
So we must have spiritual.
This means we must read the Bible.
So we must read the Bible.
We must pray. We must have fellowship among brothers and sisters.
我们要互相的团契.
If we do not fail to do any one of these things, this means Satan has bruised our heel.
如果我们不做这些的话呢, 就表示说撒旦已经伤了我们的脚跟.
No, I went to the Catholic Church for many years.
我去
I went to the Greek Orthodox for many years. For those many years, I never ever opened the Bible.
在那么多年内, 我从来没有打开过圣经。
What's this mean?
那这表示什么呢?
This means no way I can make it to heaven the kingdom.
就是我并不能进天国。
Because I didn't even know how many books in the Bible during that time.
我那时候还不知道整本圣经有多少卷。
So many Christians also like this.
很多基督徒也是这样子。
But the Bible said,
但是圣经上说,
we must work our own salvation.
我们必须要 做我们该做的得到救恩,
with fear and trembling.
然后我们要战惊,
this means we must know the Bible.
所以我们必须要了解圣经。
Don't allow people outside to deceive us.
不要让外面的人来蒙骗我们。
So the feet have been washed by Lucius Christ.
所以主耶稣基督洗了我们的脚。
If we want to continue to have part with him,
如果要跟他有份的话,
we cannot sin against God.
我们不能再犯罪。
And we cannot allow Satan to bruise our heel.
也不能让撒旦来伤我们的脚跟。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 122.
我们请看诗篇。
Psalm 122.
122篇.
What is the best way that we can keep our heel from Satan?
我们怎么样呢, 才能够避免撒旦伤我们的脚跟呢?
Psalm 122, verse 1 and verse 2.
第22篇第一节第二节.
I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord, verse 2.
第二节.
Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. So we can see in these two verses is the Psalm of King David.
那这是大卫王的诗歌。
King David, as a king, he had everything.
大卫王是王,
but what made him feel the most joy?
那他怎么样能够得到最多的喜乐呢?
That is when people ask him, let us go into the house of the Lord.
这是人对他说, 我们往神的殿去。
He said, our feet have been standing within your gate, O Jerusalem.
我们的脚站在你的门内, 耶路撒冷。
This is the only way that we can stay away from Satan.
这就是我们为, 怎么样才能够远离撒旦。
We must put both feet in the household of God.
我们要把说, 我们的两只脚呢, 放在门内。
Because if we have one foot inside the world and one foot inside the church, the door will stand ajar.
那如果我们一个脚在门内, 一个脚在门外, 是不对的。
And then Satan can just sneak in.
这个撒旦呢, 就有机可乘。
So that's why we as Christians,
这就是为什么我们基督徒,
we must make this determination.
我们必须要来立志。
We cannot live in the world and have pleasure in the world and come and worship God and try to receive blessing from God.
我们不能在外面享乐, 然后来这里, 希望能够得到神的祝福。
We must know the world is only temporary.
我们要知道这世界上只是暂时的。
Of course we must work.
那当然我们必须要工作。
We must go to school.
我们必须要上学。
We must do the best ability the things of this world.
我们在世上要能尽我们最大能力做我们最好的。
But the most important thing,
但是最重要的是,
we must put both feet inside the household of God.
我们的两个脚都要站在神的殿里面。
And only then that Satan can never ever bruise our heel.
只有这样子的话呢, 撒旦就没有机会来伤我们的脚跟。
Because our feet are very precious.
因为我们的脚是很尊贵的。
It's been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为是 耶稣基督洗过的。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
请看罗马书,
chapter 10.
罗马书第十章,
how we continue to make our feet beautiful.
我们怎么样让我们的脚继续的是那么美丽的呢?
You can see many women, right? They go and have pedicure.
那我们看到很多女性呢, 她们去擦脚趾甲油。
Even guys now have pedicure too, right?
那有些男性呢, 也去做一样的事情。
But for us as Christians,
但是对我们基督徒来说,
of course, if you want to go pedicure, it's fine. Right?
但是你如果要去的话, 是可以的。
But what, how can we continue to make our feet beautiful?
我们要怎么样才能让我们的脚是
Roman chapter 10.
罗马书第十章,
verse 14, verse 15.
第十四节,第十五节,
verse 14.
第十四节,
how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear what our preacher, verse 15?
15节.
And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. So we can see here, this is our commission.
我们可以看到这是我们应该要做的。
Those feet have been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些脚是被主耶稣基督洗过的。
We must continue to make it more beautiful.
我们要让它变得更美。
And how can we make it be more beautiful?
怎么样才能让脚更美呢?
We must go out there and preach the gospel.
我们不要去出去报福音传喜信。
Because it's the task that Jesus has given to us.
因为这是主耶稣基督交代给我们的。
But if our feet have not been washed,
但是我们脚还没有洗的话,
if we have no part with our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你跟主耶稣基督无分,
then we don't need to do any of these things.
什么事都不用做,
for what? If you have no part with the Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果跟主耶稣无份的话呢?
But for those of us, our feet have been washed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
有些已经被洗过脚的,
we must realize this.
我们必须要了解,
continually make our feet more beautiful.
我们让我们的脚更加的佳美,
do not lift our heel against our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要在耶稣面前犯罪,
and love our brothers and sisters.
要互相亲爱,
and put both feet inside the household of God.
然后把两只脚藏在神的殿之内,
and only then on the end days.
只有这样子在末日的时候,
our Lord Jesus Christ will use our feet to crush Satan.
然后那时候主耶稣基督就会用脚踢撒旦。
Let's go to Romans chapter 16.
我们看罗马书第16章
verse 20.
第20节。
Romans chapter 16 verse 20.
罗马书第16章第20节。
And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。
These are the feet that have been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是被
If we do not lift our heel against the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们这样子做的话,
if we love our brothers and sisters,
如果我们互相亲爱,
if we put both feet in the household of God,
如果我们的脚都在神的殿内,
if we go out and preach the gospel,
如果你出去传福音报喜信,
then on the end days, our Lord Jesus Christ will use our feet to crush Satan.
在审判的日的时候呢, 主耶稣基督用他的脚把撒旦建在你的脚下,
but if our feet have not been washed,
但是我们的脚没有被洗的话,
there's no way we can do all these things.
我们都做不到这一些,
because if our feet have not been washed,
因为脚还没有被洗过,
we have no part with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟主耶稣基督无份,
so brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹啊,
friends,
朋友,
do the will of God.
做神的旨意,
so on the end days when we call Lord Jesus Christ Lord, Lord,
所以当我们在末日的时候说主啊, 主啊,
and then he can hear us.
他可以听见我们,
and he will say to us,
他就会告诉我们说,
yes, my faithful servant,
我忠心的仆人啊,
you have done everything that have according to my will.
你因我的旨意而行了所有的事,
you have been born again.
你已经重生了,
you have been born again of water and spirit.
你在水跟圣灵里面重生,
because of this your sin are forgiven.
所以你的罪被洗净了,
because of this the Holy Spirit will seal you for the end days.
所以圣灵是你的印记,
because you have your feet have been washed.
因为你的脚被洗了,
now everything that I have,
所以所有我有的,
you will have part with it.
你跟我有份,
but we must have faith.
我们必须要信心,
so may God continue to help all of you.
愿神能够继续地带领每一位,
may God continue to bless you abundantly.
希望才能够这样子祝福,
and open your hearts,
开启你的心,
to do His will,
去做他的旨,
so you can
听他的旨意,
enter the kingdom of God.
所以你可以进天国。
Now let's rise up,
我们请站立,
and sing Hymn 381.
请唱诗381首,
Hymn 381,
唱诗381首。